hamster, snow blower, light bulb, whoopee cushion.
It's Week Girl! It's Week Girl!
Hello, everybody. Joe Paisley.
Hello, Dan Cummins.
And welcome to episode 24 of Is We Dumb? An absolute crazy week.
Yeah.
Especially for Americans.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
living in the States. And we could not just skip over and not address
yeah.
what has happened in our country this past week. What's your take on it?
I don't know. I guess some people saw it coming. For some reason, it kind of surprised me.
Yeah.
You and I talked before, and I think you said you'd seen it coming
yeah.
maybe more.
I'm kind of happy it did, though.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Caillou has been invading like our family's home for a long, long time, and now it got canceled.
Exactly. It's shocking. Shocking.
It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge mm-hmm. news.
Huge news. Huge news.
Is there anything else that
Browns?
The Browns won?
Making the divisional, playoffs. So that's
mm-hmm.
exciting. That
yeah.
was big. My wife, Lindsay, like huge Cleveland Browns fans.
Yeah.
And so I've kind of jumped on that bandwagon.
That's
you're
my
from
team.
Cleveland.
Yeah, my mom called me
family
crying.
Is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's big.
Yep. Yeah, I said, yeah, your family goes back to Cleveland.
Yes.
I misspoke. But yes, you got a big Cleveland family.
Big Cleveland family.
Yeah,
is there anything else?
And I don't think so.
I think that's it.
I think it's kind of a slow
Browns.
News week.
Yeah.
Other than that.
I mean, we managed to find some stuff.
Oh, yeah, we found some stuff for the show.
Right.
But, like, I mean, no big national news that I can think of off the top of my head.
No, I think that's it.
Okay.
We got new episodes of Is We Dumb every Wednesday at high noon. The goal, as always, to come out the other side of this episode being less dumb than we were heading in. We'll look at examples of dumb shit, and we'll look at good stuff with the sliver of hope
mm-hmm.
So that we can better our lives.
Exactly.
Find us online, Facebook, Instagram, at Is We Dumb. Send that segment content our way, dumb@iswedumb.com. Would you rathers, one star heroes, dumb dumb idiots, who the what fuck,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
all of it. Send it.
All
dad
of it.
Jokes.
Dad jokes, get them in here.
Yeah, anything else, info@iswedumb.com, and the links for the videos we watch or anything else that we just feel like you must see or there's more details to check out, we post those links in the episode description. We got merch,
mm-hmm.
badmagicmerch.com or iswedumb.com, and if you have a problem with merch, you're like, hey, fucking Logan, suck my dick. You
okay.
send that to store@badmagicproductions.com.
Perfect.
I hope he gets a couple.
I bet he will now.
Hey, Logan, suck my dick.
Mm-hmm.
What's your problem, sir?
That's it. Nothing. Just wanted to send that email.
Just wanted to suck my dick. We have Dumb Dumb Idiots Listener Edition today. Very
yes.
happy about that. So some dummies sending in some tales of them being dumb or the ones around them being dumb. And those are always fun to share. And you and Kyler
mm-hmm.
went to a hot spot.
We did.
This past weekend. The infamous Coeur d'Alene Pizza Factory. How'd it go?
That's right. You know what? That night, Lindsay and Monroe, it was Monroe's birthday party night. So the girls like went down to the resort. Monroe wanted to do this special thing. So it was just Kyler and I. We had a fun like dudes night, video games, just hanging out. And then, Kyler, familiar with this show, and we both wanted to go to the pizza factory and find out if it was every bit as bad as it supposedly is based on the one-star reviews from before.
Right. There are some horrible
ones.
It's one of my favorite, I think mm-hmm. still one of my favorite one-star reviews.
Yep. Just a theme.
Just a monster.
Of a man assumed to be the owner,
yeah.
an older man who works there.
Mid-30s. Wasn't that the description over and over again?
I think he was older than that.
Right.
And then, but just horrible to the customers, like chase customers out of the store, just didn't care about, people's, problems, whatever. So we really braced ourselves going in there, and he was fine. He was fine. We were the only two people in there. The only thing, we were on our best behavior because we didn't want to just intentionally try and get a reaction.
Right.
We're going to be nice, and we're going to see what happens. And I will say, it did feel a little pins and needles in there. There was this one older guy that had to have been the guy they were talking about. Because there was one guy about 50 years old, and the rest were like no older than 22.
Okay.
So it was one dude. And then I think like 16 to 22, 23-year-old women.
Right.
And and they did. The only thing that was like, we were the last customers there. It was like an hour before closing. We go there and they did say, I was like, can we eat here? We're going to eat here. And she was like, yeah, but just be sure and sit upstairs. So there was like this tone of like, don't fucking get out of hand.
This is the messy zone. You guys go there.
Right.
We've already cleaned over here.
That's what it was. They started cleaning way early, like an hour and a half before they closed.
All right.
And then I will say we were the only people there. And then Kyler says that he had overheard the guy. I didn't even hear it. But he overheard the guy saying, like, I can't believe they'd come in so close to closing.
Ooh.
But I didn't even hear it. So I think he at least said it to them. But that being said, we had a great time with the video games. The pizza was really good. Cherry Coke.
Okay.
No one was rude to our faces. Yeah. So compared to expectations, I thought we got at least a 4-star treatment.
Above and beyond.
Yeah. I will say, if you go there, if you go there looking for trouble, I got the distinct feeling you will find it.
I pictured you.
Yeah.
Because I know you.
Yeah.
Pretty well. It's just about, you know, you guys are walking to the pizza factory, mm-hmm. and you kick the fucking door open like a Wild West movie. Just, you have like a, I don't know, like a sword or just something. Like you're ready to battle. Don't sit where? Over here? You go over and flip the fucking table?
No, Kyler and I talked in the parking lot. We're like, because we both wanted to get a true reaction. It was totally an experiment.
Yeah.
And we're like, we can't instigate it.
Oh, yeah, because that ruins it. Yeah.
Because that ruins it. So we're going to be, but I think if anybody else wants to go there, if you go in with the attitude like you want to start some shit, shit's ready to be started there.
Well, it looks like me and you are going back.
Yeah,
partner.
If we go back and throw any kind of sass, I am curious what we will get back. And I think it will be substantial.
It's worth a shot. I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to go in there. I not even be mean, but just
yeah.
Have a little flair.
Little pep.
Mm-hmm. Right. A little, I guess.
I'll come in for that.
We deserve this, and you're going to give it to us type like attitude.
Okay.
I don't know.
For another experiment?
Yeah.
We'll just, I'm down with just seeing what happens there.
All right. And people tend to hate me just by looking at me. You experienced that with me at restaurants?
The Rocco, that was so funny.
A story for another time. Before we get into the show, though, we have to make sure that we address something, and it's a joke that we somehow missed.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea why, but this was originally brought to our attention by Dummy Lincoln, and then it was many other dummies since then. Last week, for the apocalypse pending, we were talking about the cheese rolling contest.
How
and
we
then
miss it?
Guess who never fucking showed up?
Oh, no! Brad never made it. And that was the most perfect placement for Brad.
Yeah.
A whole segment, a whole video of people literally just falling down a hill.
and we
forget to do one of two characters we have on the show.
Right.
We have Jerry $5 and we have Brad.
The only thing that would have made it worse is that
And we have Cheryl's perfect vagina.
Yeah. And that we did bring that in. That's what they're falling down. That's what they're chasing after.
There's no cheese wheel.
No, it's a prize. It's her vagina. No, but the only thing that would have made it worse is if we brought in Jerry $5
yes.
and then left Brad out.
Right.
So Jerry's at the top, like taking admission tickets for people falling down. He's like, $5, five
mm-hmm,
bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Five
and then
bucks.
Brad doesn't make
you
it.
You want medical attention? $5. And then Brad, we just never brought him up. So both of them didn't make it. And that's just because I don't know where we were. I think we were just in such awe by them smashing and throwing their bodies down.
We were in the moment on that particular video.
Yeah.
Now, are we playing that one again? Or
I have it. Do you want to see some highlights? And I will say that I did watch the... Zach, you can bring it up.
The music.
I did watch... There was a... People recommended a show on... a mini docuseries on mm-hmm. Netflix. And I did watch it about the cheese rolling thing.
Sure. There's a... On Netflix?
Yep. And if it's on one of the other platforms, I'm sorry. But I think it's Netflix. But the main character is this girl. And about her going
for
the three-time champion of cheese war,
roll
winning. It's like this huge honor in the family to keep winning it. She hasn't lost or something. She's won 3 years in a row.
They just want her to keep risking her life? That girl right
it's
there?
Her, yeah.
God she wins the dang women's. It! How did she live, let alone win? I just don't understand.
She snapped her collarbone.
She did?
Yeah.
In that fall?
And I think she broke her foot on the final time that she ran it. But anyway, just imagine Brad just...
We were joking about, like, all of a sudden you see Brad rolling up the hill.
Right.
Like you don't even know how it's possible. Everybody's going down, and then you see him cut in between people going back up the hill.
He's part of, like, the rugby team that stops him at the bottom of the hill. There's, like, catchers. Brad's there, and he's the worst one. I picture Brad.
Yeah.
He went 1 year.
Right.
And he was just there to watch. Mm-hmm. And he fell down the hill and ended up winning it.
Right.
But he didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, he wanted to still be a part of the town tradition, but he stayed really far away and like down the other side of the hill.
Right.
And he falls up the hill.
All the way up and then all the way and still wins it again.
He just can't lose.
He's the world. He just won't embrace his real talent for falling.
I want Brad to be a part
sorry
of this.
We missed that.
Yeah,
that was
super dumb of us.
But at least we acknowledge it.
Yeah, I think it's part of it. It's part of getting smarter.
True.
You ready to move on and get the juices flowing?
I am.
Okay, here's the very super most important starting question.
The very super most important starting question.
This was sent our way by Dummy Anthony.
Okay.
And would you rather
mm-hmm.
be trampled to death by hamsters or shot to death with a t-shirt cannon?
Oh, okay. So it's a slow death either way.
It's a softie.
It's a soft death. trampled to death by hamsters or shot to death with a t-shirt cannon.
You know what my brain thinks with the t-shirt cannon?
Man, that takes so long either way.
I just picture somebody having a like an office 9-to-5 job.
Right.
And they're just trying to type on their computer. And throughout the day, just
just constantly getting smacked.
Just like, can you get those reports to me? Yeah, get them in a just, but it's not going to kill you. Just ow, ow, ouchie.
I picture the trampled to death by hamsters. You'd have to be in some kind of like a grain silo, some type of, you're at the bottom of some type of silo situation just to, and it has to be tall enough to account for how much weight of hamsters it would take to actually crush you. Because that like just a normal amount of hamsters that without some kind of aid could just run over the top of you, it would literally never kill
you. You're living forever.
Yeah, yeah. You just starve to death waiting to be trampled to death by hamsters.
They steal your food every time you try to eat it though. You like to go to take a bite, like, but God damn it.
But then to be trampled.
Yeah.
You have to specifically be trampled.
You die from starving from stealing hamsters. Your little tiny feet just.
Is it going to be big hamsters then to actually be able to trample you?
How big can fucking hamsters get?
They would have to make mutant hamsters. If it's normal
teenage
size hamsters.
Mutant ninja hamsters. Right? Am I right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Normal size hamsters, I just think there's no other way other than. There's got to be literally like 1,000 of them, 5,000 of them. And so it has to be hamsters on top of hamsters on top of hamsters. So maybe technically the bottom ones are kind of trampling you.
Yeah. They're squishing themselves into you and you're drowning in hamster blood.
Oh, you are. You're drowning in dead hamsters. There's a layer of, if there's like a 20 feet of hamsters on top of you. The bottom 5 to 10 feet of hamsters are dead. And just, you got hamster juice. So it's the most grotesque death.
My brain keeps putting hamsters
hamster
in
shit.
Oh, God.
So much hamster shit. They're getting their shit literally squeezed out of them.
They're eating each other, shitting each other out.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just down there being like, please kill me.
Please, can I please find please the guy?
Quit wasting time. Quit eating each other's shit. Come kill me.
And then what if some madman, to really draw it out, this if you wanted to torture somebody, has like a clock where you can't see anything because you're covered in hamsters.
Yeah.
But you can hear the ticking, and then every 10 minutes it clicks over like, and then they load more hamsters on, like another 100. So you're just waiting for that next, and it gets a tiny bit heavier. Like, ouch. Fuck, I'm still not dead. Right. I'm still not dead.
15 years later, God damn it. Because they have to feed you and take care of you. Because that's right. By the trampling. But what I was saying is I feel my brain can't stop putting the hamsters inside of the t-shirt cannon because that's fun.
Shooting hamsters at you that way?
Mm-hmm. Anyone ever done that? I guarantee it. I guarantee
somebody
a squirrel has gone in a potato gun.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh,
but you can't put that on video now. You could put that on.
That makes me so sad to think about.
At the very beginning of YouTube, you could sneak that on there and you're not going to lose your life. But if you went viral for shooting a fucking squirrel at a potato gun now. You're probably lose your job.
Your mugshot. We'd be talking about you on this show. You'd be a part of Who the What Fuck.
PETA is fucking Who the What. I think if I had to pick, I would pick death by t-shirt gun. Because it would just have to be quicker. Because in order to get killed by like getting shot, they would have to put that fucker right up close to your face and like the whiplash or something. Like repeated whiplash. Something like that would have to finally kill you, like when you lose consciousness and then die.
I picture the similarities between the hamster stealing your food. Now it's like you pick up a piece of pizza,
right.
And then the fucking t-shirt takes it away. Just out of your hands. God damn it.
That would be a different kind of death. If rather than getting blasted to death by, I don't remember what it says about the t-shirt cannon.
Just you're shot to death.
Okay, shot to death. So if it was, rather than getting shot to death, if just the t-shirt cannon led to your death.
Just inconvenienced you in every way.
Inconvenienced you to death. Then it could be like you literally starve to death or just dehydrate.
Yeah.
You die of whatever the dehydration or whatever. Because every time you try to take a drink of water, the fucking t-shirt can just blast you in the face.
And, oh, man. Trying to drive? Ow.
That's like a weird Twilight Zone.
You would take your own life. You'd eventually go mad.
You can't. You have the fucking noose. You set the noose up. You go to fucking stand on the chair and the t-shirt can fucking blast you off the chair.
It just knocks the noose away.
Fucking knocks the chair out of your way.
Like undoes the rope, knocks the rope up into the rafters. You're like, God damn it.
God damn it.
You try to climb, then it shoots a chair out. You're like, fuck. This is the worst.
You. Oh my God. Just to get really dark with it. Like, yeah, like you're laying in a bathtub and you just fucking keep getting a razor blade and the t-shirt can just fucking blast it out of your hand. Fuck. Stop it. Stop trying to kill me so I can just kill myself.
This is terrible. I think I'm going to, because I have a weird fantasy that I can still kind of do my life if I'm getting hit by the t-shirt cannon.
Like I don't think so.
I mean, how? Okay, maybe I'm underestimating how powerful a t-shirt cannon is. Is it like a Mike Tyson, just like bop? And are they spaced out, or are they just like
range?
Relentlessly?
Well, it depends on how far you're getting shot away, you know, with the cannon, teacher cannon. Because if it's like from 100 feet, that's just annoying. Just but if it's 6 inches away, ouch, then that's very painful.
You think it's super bad?
Yeah, to get the force needed to send those t-shirts, how far do the professional ones like what 300-400
never
feet?
Never fucking far enough.
Pro
to
games?
Me. Never. I never get one.
Right.
So whatever that is, whatever the
top of the line t-shirt cannon.
Oh, then yeah,
you're getting, it's going to hurt if it's point blank range.
Does the mascot shoot you with it? That's even more degrading.
Ooh, that's
like Billy the Bull from whatever junior college. This is the one just like that perfect,
right?
Like mascot grin looking at you. Just
I'm trying to think of this Pittsburgh Steelers mascot. He has some like steely name.
It's a towel.
Well, the towel is a terrible towel.
I don't know.
Damn it. I'm trying to think of like one of their actual
Steely Dan.
Names. Steely Dan. They're fucking Yacht Rock. God dang it. Yeah, because that would be just so annoying, where it's just like you're just yelling at this like this corny name who's literally killing you. Ruining your life.
And he doesn't do any, no movement.
Stop it, Tommy Tomato! Just like whatever, it's corny.
And it's just that perfect smile. Just
yep, exactly. No emotion.
I believe his name is Steely McBeam.
Steely McBeam! Get out of here, Steely McBeam!
Boom, boom.
Ow! Boom, boom, boom. I'm going to pick towel.
Going towel?
I'm gonna because it's not
t-shirt cannon.
Because it's or oh yeah, I don't know why I said the Steely McBeam and terrible towel. I'm gonna death by towel.
I'm gonna go with basket.
What? Right. I'm gonna go with fruit basket. out of hamsters and t-shirt cannon. I'm gonna go with fruitcake. Right. I'm gonna go with grandma's fruitcake.
Hot dog. What? I'm just thinking of other things that are at the stadium.
I'm gonna go with Diet Coke for 1,000 points, Alex.
So we're both gonna go with the t-shirt cannon.
Yes.
Just because the fuck hamsters.
It sounds less grotesque
it does.
Than the hamster death.
Yeah, I just don't see that ending well.
Oh, no.
I just don't know how you would do
well,
it.
Well, it's not going to end well either scenario because you're going to be dead.
Yeah.
That was funny phrasing too.
Not I just,
listen,
anyway.
Listen. That whole fucking getting shit on and I don't see that ending well. Right. Wait, the getting crushed by hamsters until you die? I just don't see that ending well.
There's no way.
I mean, the ride might be okay.
The t-shirt can to death. That's going to be better than it the is. Hamsters to death. It's a better outcome.
It's going
to
be less messy. Yeah, you just hope for one quick blow and it's all over.
Yeah.
You don't get that quick blow with the hamsters.
Nope.
Yeah, there's no finishing move.
That's a weird torture thing. Any medieval, like just a hamster silo smasher?
Oh, you know, it's just to get really gross. I mean, since we've talked about stuff on Times, like medieval torture, one of the simplest, most disgusting, you'll remember this.
I know this one. Fuck
you. Is when you put you lay somebody down on the floor. And so they can't move. They can't squirm their body at all. Mm. And then you put a large rat on their stomach and you cover that with a big soup pan. Mm-hmm. And then you heat the soup pan enough so it pushes the rat into eating through your stomach to escape from the torture. So,
right.
Yay, fun Wednesdays. Enjoy your lunch, dummies. Enjoy that sandwich as you're thinking about a rat
that
killing someone that really happened, eating out of their fucking belly.
Because the last thing you ate, so is the rat. Rat's going to eat it too. That's fun to think about.
That, yeah, have fun of that sandwich. And if you were being tortured that way, that rat would also eat some of your sandwich as it fucking ate its way through your fucking body and killed you and fucking coming out of your asshole until you're fucking dead. Yeah. So that can happen. It used to. Yay. Keep it light. Let's keep it light.
That was one carnival move, like back in the day. That was like an exhibit. You could go watch that.
Oh, my God.
We have a fun story for Is We Dumb?
Okay.
So let's just get there, because this has been an adventure. Is We Dumb? Start.
Okay. So this is a saga.
This has entertained me. I mean, not truly entertained me, but it got to a point where it was so ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It turned into entertainment for me.
So I had some, I love my Ford F-150, and I had some trouble this past summer, and I noticed the engine was, well, it kept like cutting out, thought it was spark plugs at first. That's what I was kind of told, looked into it a little bit, and took it into Ford, you know, got fixed, got a couple spark plugs replaced, but that didn't feel totally right. It just felt off still. Then it started cutting out on a grade, on an incline again, and I was like, God dang it, is it like the other spark plugs now?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Is my different? Foot
cursed?
Did someone curse my foot?
And I had like dark exhaust. I had a variety of problems. Kept taking it in, you know, kept getting it fixed or, you know, mostly fixed or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I take it in this last time, and they're hoping it's just like a day, just another one day fix. So I don't even get anything out of my truck, whatever. And then they do a test and they find out that it's the, oh my God, cylinder seals.
Okay.
And so,
which I feel like has got to be somewhat common.
It's a big fix.
It's a big thing, okay. It's not like a normal seal thing on another thing. It's
right.
a part of the whole goddamn engine.
And F-150 is such a common model, I did take it to the Ford dealership here in Coeur d'Alene, the Mike White Ford, so it's like, it should be common for them.
Okay.
Well, then I got put into this weird extended warranty hell, where it's like, now we got to figure out, in order to fix it, in order to get authorization, we have to make sure that it's not basically like user error, which I don't even know how it could be in that situation. Like I just took a fucking sledgehammer and just smashed my engine a bunch. You know,
took it apart and cut the
exacto knife.
You seal. User error. I know what I'm doing.
So that's annoying. So I am, but then where the dummy part comes in, I just get really pissed about like, so now I think it's going to be for one day. They don't call me initially to tell me it's going to be longer. Like I have to call them like the next day, like, or no, I called them at the end of the day and they're like, yeah, there's going to be a problem, blah, blah, blah. We're trying to figure it out. Then I don't hear from them. So I call them back a few days later. Like, dude, what's going on with my truck? Well, now we're trying to, you know, make sure we got to get, been on the phone with Ford trying to get this warranty clearance. That takes like a week, which is so, so annoying. And they're just not updating me. Like, did you hear from them or not? And so I get really pissed.
Like kind of like you don't need your truck.
Like, exactly. There's this, to me, it came across this attitude like, yeah, we're doing our best. We called them.
Yeah.
They said they'd call us back. They haven't.
What do you
they
want?
Will at some point.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, you know, just you don't need a truck.
No, use your foot stuff.
And they did give me a loaner, but even then I had to ask for it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like annoyed, like, it's in my fucking warranty. Like you should have been like, hey, I know this sucks. Some acknowledgement that sucks. Here's your loaner car. So I get fucking pissed off.
Yeah.
And then there's several phone calls that was very much like, dude, what the fuck are you guys doing?
I remember hearing one of those. That was a good day.
And so I'm like, wait, you don't think I fucking need my truck? Like, how the fuck are you running? Very angry. Very angry.
Yes.
And then finally, after like, it keeps going. It ended up being in the shop for like 6 weeks. And it keeps going.
Sure did.
And I'm getting angrier and angrier. But then finally, I do have this conversation towards the end where I'm like, hey, man, I understand you can't control the warranty process.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you can't. But what you can do is be proactive and call me and be like, hey, man, I'm sorry. It's going to take longer than we thought.
Right.
Here's the next update and keep me in the process. And once I did that, it was fucking amazing customer service the rest of the way.
Right.
This guy, Adam, who works there, he never got mad at me, no matter how many times he yelled at him. And because I'm such a psycho, I wanted him to. I wanted him to just give me a little back.
Right.
So then I feel like more justified in unleashing, oh yeah? Like I was getting enraged.
Yes.
And he never lost his cool. No one else did there.
Okay.
And once I asked for that, like he updated me literally every step of the way, apologized. They took some stuff off at the end. They got it all fixed. It runs great.
Right.
And so the dummy lesson for me, just for other people listening, is like I chose to get emotional about this. And I got angry because they didn't handle it the way I thought they should.
Yeah.
And then I had to remind myself, like, this isn't like, they're not like foreign diplomats working in some fucking sensitive area. They're guys, they want to repair fucking vehicles.
Yeah.
And they work with people who need their vehicles repaired. And if you don't ask for that, it might not be standard operating procedure for their company. You can think it should be, shouldn't be, whatever, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's up to me. You need to like communicate and explain what you think you need from these people.
Yeah.
And once I did that, it was fine. And also it's like, what did I think was going to get better by just screaming like a maniac?
Nothing.
When in the history?
My respect for you. That got better.
But what, I know it's fun for everybody at the office.
I had more smiles.
We had a great time in the office.
It was fun to listen to. But I was thinking later, like when in the history of customer interactions has someone been like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you fucking running your company this way?
You're
fucking asshole. And then have them be like, we get it. You know what? We weren't going to hurry and fix your truck earlier. Now we're going to get right on it.
While you were screaming at me, your truck's already done. this was supposed to be a funny joke. Okay, we messed it up. It's not funny. Our timing was off. Your truck's done.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
I just picture them coming back later and be like, look, listen. Okay, I know you called an hour ago. You're very mad and you should have been. I called my wife after that. I was like, hey, honey, I know I was going to come home for dinner. But then this guy called me a motherfucker and told me that the place I work at is full of just pieces of shit and that we all suck. And I thought, you know what? He's right. And so I didn't come home for dinner.
I didn't come home tonight at all.
I didn't come home. And I just stayed to work for this guy because what matters to me now is this person who just has never really met me.
Who has no idea how to fix cars.
Who doesn't know anything about fixing cars what matters to me is to win their illogical respect. Right. It never works out that way. So I was dumb by choosing to deal with this situation with rage as opposed to any common sense.
Okay. That's a good lesson.
And you know what? And Adam, now I think he said he's going to start listening to the show.
Okay.
So Adam.
Hi, Adam.
I think I already apologized to you for being so mad. If I didn't, apologizing to you on the show, okay. And I appreciate the great, once I actually said
what I needed,
and since you're not a mind reader, I appreciate you being fucking aces.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
I think just a quick note before we move off to Dumb Dumb Idiots Listener Edition.
Mm-hmm.
I pictured maybe all this process sucked because you were the one dude for all the phone calls people get about their car warranty.
Yeah.
You got it. You picked it up and you bought it from whatever that fucking company is that calls everybody on the planet. And then they're like, no, this doesn't work. This warranty's shit. But you're the one dude that just keeps them.
Well, you know what? I almost didn't. What was annoying too, that's not, again, not Adam's fault, is that problem started earlier under 60,000 miles when it would have been just dealt with much faster.
Right.
And it was irritating. I get it's corporate policy. I get it. But when I brought it back after it not being properly caught the first time, I brought it back at 60,200 miles. So I was also infuriated where I'm like, fuck. I'm like, if this would have been – because the whole thing that kept the process was this stupid approving the extended warranty that they sold –
red tape.
Red tape. Yeah. It was red tape.
Yeah.
And I do – and one thing to remember with red tape is it's so frustrating, but it's like – Adam in the service shop, he didn't fucking write that policy.
He's the guarantee he didn't.
He's not making money off that policy.
Nope.
it's nobody in Coeur d'Alene. It's like they just wanted to sell Ford trucks.
That's it.
And that's the policy they were fucking given.
They're given a job and they know how to fix stuff.
Right.
They didn't have anything to do with that process.
So, and I was trying to shoot the messenger.
All right. Well, thank you for being humble.
Mm-hmm.
Love
mm-hmm.
that. And thank you for the entertainment. I'm kind of mad that your truck's back.
Right. I bet.
All right. Dumb Dumb Idiots Listener Edition.
Dumb. Dumb, dumb. 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 Dumb, dumb idiot.
Hello.
Hello.
Let's get to our first one, shall we?
Okay. I'd like to see what the dummies have sent in.
Coming in from Dummy Nick, who writes, "Hi, Dan and Joe.
Hello.
I have a story about my father, who was a huge dummy. So this was back in mid-January of this year. So I'm guessing, back in January of 2020.
Yeah.
He was snow blowing the driveway when the blower got clogged. So what does he do? Use the metal pipe he's been using to unclog the blower? No! He used his hand to unclog it.
Man, what's that going to do?
You'll see.
It's blowing out.
You'll see. Now, that might be fine if the blades were shut off or if the blower was off, but it wasn't.
I was thinking of a leaf blower.
Oh, no. Snow blower
with the blades. Yes, I have one of those. That's not good at all.
I don't know. Like, for whatever reason, just the two that, because I brought up a leaf blower in the winter.
Right.
And that was the only way that would make sense. It was in January. And guys,
I know. Exactly. No, my mind just totally misprocessed that.
So he uses his hand to unclog it.
Oh, no.
That'd been fine if everything was shut off, but of course it wasn't. So here he comes rushing into the house, waking me up out of a deep sleep to take him to the ER.
Damn.
We get in. They're about 3 or 4 hours. They got him all bandaged up and full of drugs. A few days later, he goes into surgery to get his middle finger partially amputated.
Damn.
The next day, I'm starting the blower to finish off the rest of the driveway that didn't get done, and out shoots his fingertip.
Oh, my God.
And the rest of the glove. So I pick it up and run inside the house and say to my father, "Hey, I found your finger. You think it's too late to go put it back on?" He goes, "I'm sorry for any grammatical errors. Hope you guys liked it. Love the podcast. It makes me feel smarter most of the days. And remember to use the tool to unclog your snowblower or at the very least, turn it off. Sincerely, Dummy, Space Lizard, and Time Sucker Nick."
Damn,
Nick. And we do
have
a picture of Dad's...
Holy shit.
Of Dad's glove hand here. If you want to bring it up here.
Oh, no.
Yay.
Oh, no. Ripped his fucking finger off.
Oh, heck.
Oh, my heck.
I have a snowblower.
Oh.
My snowblower sucks, but so I have to do this all the time. It just sucks and it clogs all the time. But if you don't let go of the lever, you will punch your hand through the top to unclog the shooter, the spout, and it'll just chop your fucking hand off. Like, it's so easy to just chop your hand off.
Oh, man.
And mine, because it sucks, clogs at least 30 times through one job. And
God.
So I'm always turning the blade off and punching my hand through there, and all it would take would be one slip of mine.
Man.
And I would just punch my hand through there, or Ezra would, not paying attention.
Right.
And just, see ya.
Jesus.
Goodbye to your hand.
I have, I believe it's Snowtech. I have like a Snowtech snowblower.
Is that, that sounds way better. Mine was like a fucking yard machine.
Yeah, and I just wanted to, whatever the hell. I just wanted to add that.
Sick.
Mine is fucking great.
Oh, it is.
Super powerful and has never clogged once.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that helps anybody.
Does it drive itself and have the handles are heated?
It has self-propelling. It doesn't have heated handles, but it self-propels and it's super powerful and it's never once clogged.
And you can adjust the spout like from back where you are and turn it?
Exactly. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I can't do that online.
But does it have a headlight?
Does it have a headlight?
It does not have a headlight.
What?
It doesn't have a headlight.
Weak.
I don't think. No, it doesn't. I like to do that with the kids when they're having a problem with something. I'm like, oh my God, that totally reminds me. I have like a similar situation, but it's never been a problem. Right. It's always been awesome. They're like, oh, this game's fucking buggy. And I'm like, that's so weird because I use that game and it's always been great.
Right.
So I don't know if that makes you
the
feel
TV's
better.
Not. Well, my TV's working and it's never not worked. It's working all the time. Well, can you fix it? I don't know. It's not, that's your TV. My TV's fine. But this reminded me of a story of growing up. My dad had a gigantic shop, you know, finishing carpentry, building all sorts of stuff in cabinets.
Yeah.
And we had to go out there and help him hold stuff and do stuff and help him build every now and again.
Yeah.
I don't know how old I was. I didn't understand what he was using. But if you're a carpenter, they have these things called planers.
Yes.
So it's a flat thing. Mm-hmm. And it has a very smooth thing in the middle that has, it's just full of razor sharp blades that spins.
Yeah.
And you can move the board up and down to make the board flat when you run it through.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you turn it off, the thing's spinning so fast, all it looks like is a smooth round cylinder, right?
Okay.
So in my brain, it's spinning super fast. It looks like fun to put your finger on, right? Because I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So I'm walking over there and I'm going like this. And right before I touch it, my dad just goes, ah! And I just go, huh! Like he scares me. He goes, no! No! You touch, he's like worried if I touched it. And I was like, right. No. And he goes over and turns it off and he goes, and it's just
look
nothing but
razors.
I was like,
oh, man.
Just a dumb kid being like, touch it. Look, it's smooth.
God, I feel his pain.
That would have been it. Yeah, he just screamed at me. And I,
well, you know now, like with kids, where it's like, I've had those moments where, like, Kyler or Monroe are about to, like, you know, grab something that is going to burn the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Or are going to, like, you know, step somewhere where they're going to have a real bad fall. Like, no.
Right.
You know, and then they freak out and it's like, you know, like tears when they're real little. And it's like, God, dang it.
I'm just helping you.
How do fucking humans live? You have no self-preservation instincts.
Yeah, you'd be dead without me.
Right.
Well, you know, whatever. Fingers. People lose fingers, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's a lesson. So don't do that. That's dumb. Our next story is coming in from Dummy Jason, who writes, this is really funny. It's the ultimate dad move.
Okay.
Okay. The year is 1989, and it's Christmas time. My family is heading out for our annual trip to Arizona to see the elders. Tradition allowed for us kids to open one gift before the trip, I'm guessing to keep us calm, and then we bring the rest to open with the family when we get to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, I remember randomly grabbing the box that had the hot sticks, which are the electric drumsticks with the speaker attached. So you can play and they play like different beats and stuff.
Yeah.
He goes, perfect for a 10-year-old on a long car trip. And he goes, as you can guess, the batteries didn't last for the entire trip. Which sounds super annoying.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I would have thrown them out the window. You would open that and be like, okay, you get one more.
Right.
Stay in here. So fast forward to Christmas Eve. All of his kids are trying to sleep in the living room, but we can't for some time. You think it's probably because of the excitement for a morning soon to come, but not with the family. Nope, that's not what's going on right here. It's the sounds of my mother verbally berating my father for something so dumb, us kids will never let him live down. So in the morning, we got the full scoop. And this is amazing.
Okay.
My dad loaded the car late at night and thought it was clever and a frugal idea to use trash bags to hold all the gifts. Turns out, he loaded the trash from the gifts we got the other night, sequentially putting the trash bags with our gifts to the curb for trash for pickup. So yeah, as expected, and quite the long trip home, but the dummy of the story, he searched through the dump when they got back to try to find the presents.
Oh my God.
They did not find him, of course, and doubt they let his dumb ass, you know, in the dump anyway. He goes, next year, I'll be telling you guys the story of the drunk Santa my dad hired to bring us gifts. So he took it and put them out to the curb,
that
thinking
sucks.
They were trash.
That sucks.
And they just threw away all their presents.
Threw away all of their presents.
Jesus, Dad.
That is such a fucking dad disaster.
Daddy fucked it.
Dad just literally ruined Christmas.
Whoops.
Whoopsies.
What is that? I can see him
you'd be
sitting
so
there.
Mad at yourself.
I know. He's just sitting there and just wife screaming.
Yep.
And you're just like.
And what do you say?
I'm done.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Didn't do it on purpose. I didn't mean to.
I'm a big goof.
I didn't mean to.
Oh, guys. That's so bad, though.
Yeah,
what do you
yeah.
think they, I don't know how they saved it. I don't know what they tried to save it. I'm not sure if Dad did or if they just packed it up and everyone was so pissed.
God, I'm trying to – like, Lindsay just got – I just pulled the I didn't mean to just the other day with Lindsay and I'm blanking on what happened, but I just remember there was something. It does suck where it's like I had gotten rid of something or not did something that I definitely should have done.
Yeah,
that negatively impacted. It was something of hers where it's like I messed up something of hers, and she was like, ah, God dang it. She's like, why would you do that? I'm like, I didn't want to. But then it just sucks where it's like they're still mad at you and you know they have every right to be mad at you. And then you're just sad because you're like, yeah, but I didn't want that to happen.
Sorry, I twied.
I twied so hard.
Oh, sorry, baby. I love you. So they do a little dance.
But I haven't fucked up.
Like throwing out the Christmas?
Throwing out all the Christmas presents.
God, that's so good.
What? That's one where all your friends are so happy because now they have something to point to, like when their wife is mad at them or whatever. They're like, I didn't fucking throw all the Christmas presents away like John did. Right. That's good. Come on.
You smashed the car to the front of the fire hydrant.
Yeah, but I didn't throw all the Christmas presents away.
Yeah, but I didn't throw away all the fucking Christmas presents like Jason's dad did.
Right, exactly.
Oh, that. And they don't even address him by like his name. They just call him Jason's dad.
That sucks.
That was pretty good.
That was.
So that's our Dumb Listeners edition for this week.
Okay.
We're taking a look at Apocalypse Pending now.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I am.
Okay, let's do it.
It's the apocalypse.
And this, that we don't have to read much of this article. It's basically just the idea of it.
Okay.
Because I didn't think about this. I didn't think about how COVID could have shaped 911 calls.
Mm-hmm.
But Zach, bring it up on the screen here. Complaints about food delivery are number one on the annual list of nonsense 9/11 calls.
Oh, nuisance 9/11 calls.
Oh, nuisance.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What?
What did I say? Did I say I was sleeping?
You said nonsense.
Oh, fuck yeah. On the first annual list of I'm sleeping, 911 calls.
Right.
So you know how you always hear about these reports of people non-urgent. Calling for the dumbest things?
Yeah.
There's like the cute one where the little kid called 911 to like get help with their math problems. And everyone's like,
aw, yeah.
That's such a cute little call.
Right.
But now because of COVID, people are calling me like, God, where's my Subway sandwich? And just clogging up all the lines like, excuse me, sir, that's not an emergency. Can you please fucking don't?
So they're using some Grubhub or whatever because because of COVID. They don't want to go to the place and grab it.
Yep.
So they're using some third party to bring food to their door.
Yep.
And then when it doesn't show up when they think it should, they're literally calling the police.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know what you expect to happen in that scenario. Like, the police are just going to be like dispatched, like, sir, we are going to get right on this. And then you just like,
oh hear my them. God.
They put out some random number. We got a 764. We got a Grubhub tardy situation in the South Hills
with cheese situation, no pickles.
and then like just the cruisers are going to surround Jack in the Box and just be like, where's the fucking tacos?
Put the burger in the bag. Jimmy's hungry. He already called.
We know that you gave the fucking tacos to somebody. Who was it? What's our license plate? Like, yeah, that's a weird one.
And it's dumb because it does tie up the lines for important calls.
Yes, yeah. Somebody else is they're bleeding out from a fucking stab wound to the neck.
Uh-huh.
They're in an alley. It's like they're using their last life to try and call to get help. And then the line's being held because Karen is just like, and I listen, this is the third time this month that I have ordered a Wendy's Baconator. And through Grubhub, yeah, the last two got here, but they were like at least 15 minutes late. And now I've had it. What, I'm supposed to just handle it being late every time? I said it's 45 minutes. It was 45 minutes, 60 minutes? No, it is not. You tell me. And then they're just like, ma'am, please, ma'am.
Jesus.
Ma'am, please.
Shh, shh.
Meanwhile, someone's like,
I can, I'm bleeding.
Beep,
I'm
beep.
Bleeding.
Meanwhile, Brad's bleeding out in an alley.
Fell down. Hit something this time. I fell a lot of times, and this is the one time I cut something open.
Brad should be the spokesperson for Life Alert, because that would be the best.
Just gets Life Alerts just 75 times a day.
Yeah, he's keeping them in business. He's the only person that has it anymore. It's just Brad, and they're doing great. Multi-million-dollar company. All right, but along with the complaints for food delivery and not delivering their meal, whatever it may be, they also had inquiries for full lockdown for COVID-19, trying to ask for what those restrictions were, where they could go.
Like 911's the fucking place you call.
Do these people just not have like computers or phones?
Or brains?
Or brains?
Like friends?
How do you not like... this comes up...
I don't know.
Not this exact issue comes up a lot in my house, mm-hmm. but it's like Kyler, my the son is as smart as he's just turned 15, mm-hmm. very smart kid, but he still will do that thing where he's like, hey, Dad, how do I... And almost every time I'm like, oh, man, if there's only a thing that could answer that. Mm-hmm. If there was only like a internet with a Google-type browser or Siri where you could literally just get the answer to that exact question immediately.
I bet you if you just yelled out right now, hey, Siri, and then thing.
And yeah, I bet have answers.
We got yelled at for doing that one episode. I'm so sorry if your phone just went off. It like pauses the episode because we say
Oh, funny. I didn't even think of that.
Okay.
So we can so say just, hold, S-I-R-I.
Yeah, hold those. Hold those emails.
S-I-R-I.
I remember that now.
That's funny. But that is a weird thing where it's like with situations like that. And even like Lindsay, maybe because I research all the time for other podcasts, I've just – my brain is so used to now whenever I want to know anything – and I'm a little bit more introverted outside these shows. It's just I would rather just ask my phone or a computer than another person a lot of times. Mm-hmm. But so many people just don't want to do that and I don't understand. What are the COVID protocols? Probably whatever the internet is going to tell you they are, and I bet you can find it in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And I bet as soon as they put them out, I bet it's updated on a website somewhere.
Exactly. Like, there's just 911's not the spot.
Right.
Not the spot for you. I guess a couple of my favorites on the list to ask if having a trampoline is illegal during COVID-19, and then
what
to complain that a mattress purchased secondhand was more soiled than advertised. Report that a blank card was stuck in the ATM. Confirm the time. What time is
it? To confirm the time?
How high are you to do that?
Oh my God.
I'm surprised number one isn't just like lonely.
Hey, what are you up to? Right. What do you want to talk about?
What are you doing tonight? Hey, you up? yes, sir, I am up.
What's your name?
What's your name? What are you doing? What are you into?
What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing nothing.
Where are you at right now?
Where are you at? You're at the station.
Come on.
I'm outside the station. I'm outside the station.
I'm lonely. You're lonely.
I'm lonely.
Come on, let's, we're just two humans trying to get through this fucking crazy life together. Just call 911. Trying to pull off booty calls?
Emergency, sir? Yeah, I can't get this boner to go away. You know what I mean?
I'm about to pass out from all this blood rushing to my head.
Right.
Not that head.
It's the opposite of bleeding out. I'm bleeding in, baby.
I got an emergency. I don't want to come by myself. Right. What was that, sir? You heard me.
Hey, come
here.
Come on.
Party likes it.
You sound tired.
What?
You sound tired.
Sir, what the fuck is wrong with you? Come on.
I got a pillow.
I picture that guy. He's in handcuffs and he's still trying to play that game. Come on. Well, you like a little BDSM? I'll be your slave. Come on. Sir, just shut up.
Bring your
sir, you're just making it worse. You are going to jail. Yeah, I am. You can fucking get in that cell with me? What?
He does this. He talks to the 911 operator, and he goes, if you love me, send the cops to my house. And then she asks you, and he's like, I knew it.
I knew it.
She fucking loved me. Rain, what's her name? Rain. I'm trying to think of the operator. Deborah.
Let's say Deborah.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be Deborah the operator. Like, Deborah, if you really love me, if you want me to fucking never leave you alone, you fucking send those cops to my house right now and arrest me. Just play these weird mind games with the 911 dispatcher. Right? Deborah, if you want me to never fucking ever stop stalking you, you send those police to my house right fucking now. If they take me to jail, that's how I know fucking you want this dick.
I'm going to find you.
And I'm going to stay after you the rest of my fucking life. Okay. All right. Yay. All right.
And she said,
got the message.
And that's how we met. This is a Thanksgiving. Hey, so how did mom, grandma, how did you guys meet again?
How did mom end up in dad's basement? Funny story.
Funny story. Love it. First 911 call. At first emergency. Fake emergency. So that was all I had for Apocalypse Pending.
Okay.
And then I hear you have a good one.
I'm so excited.
Okay. One Star Heroes.
I get no respect in real life. Always am upset. So I let them know I hate them.
If I ever call anybody to ask if a trampoline's illegal, fucking push me off a cliff.
Just fucking kill you.
Just what are you doing?
That one, like...
quick question. As you hear spring noises in the background, my neighbor just told me a trampoline's illegal. Like, he's trapped at home and he just doesn't want the kids outside.
Right. Exactly.
All right, so what do we got for One Star Heroes?
Okay, so for One Star Heroes today, I don't even know what made me think of this. It's just childish, I guess. But I was like, I wonder what people are saying about whoopee cushions.
Why not?
On Amazon.
When's the last time you've wondered that?
And I found so much fun.
Okay.
This is, I have a lot to go over today.
All right.
We're going to go over a couple different whoopee cushions that people are rated online.
Okay. So again, I'm learning something right now. There's different types.
There's just different brands.
I've only known about the one. Mm-hmm. I don't know what, just thought they were all the same.
There's different brands or different sizes.
Okay.
There's, you can get them in packs of 3, you can get them in packs of 20, 6-inch, 8-inch. You can get a lot of different whoopees.
I am learning a lot.
And this one, I don't know who the fuck wrote all this copy, but this whole ad kills me. Before we even get to the one stars,
all right,
this might be the funniest part. So I just love their description. Whoopee cushion self-inflated, which I don't understand. 7-inch set of 3, gift box, fart prank, gag, novelty, trick joke, toy. For kids, children, adults, office, home, or party. I just like they have to tell you where you can use this. Hey, this isn't just a whoopee cushion for your home. He said, no.
It's a great
take
party.
Take it to the office.
Take use it to the party.
This isn't for kids. It's for kids or adults. Come on.
Get back in there.
Have fun with it. And then I love their first
description. It's for the bus. It's for the car. Wherever you want the whoopee.
Their first thing is... loud poot sound, all caps. I love poot.
Beep.
This isn't your normal whoopee cushion. This isn't like a, oh, it's like a toot. No, this is a loud poot sound. And then weird self-inflating. It just says, but it doesn't explain how it's self-inflated.
A self-inflating mattress, but there's no way that's in
here.
No,
there's no way. It just says like no flour or powder.
How lazy do you have to be if you like dumb? Like I only buy whoopee cushions that have the little, turns on the little pump. Right. It's over in half a second. You're like, cool. I don't want to waste my time blowing that up.
Yeah, it doesn't show in any of the pictures how this thing is supposed to inflate. So whatever. Okay. But what I love is they seem to have used stock images for their marketing campaign behind this. When I scroll down here, these images were fucking killing me. So I love a classic prank. And it's this lady taking a nap under her blanket. And the guy, there's no way these two models, actors, knew that they were doing an ad for a whoopee cushion. They're just doing some stock photo ad.
Yeah, exactly.
And they photoshopped in a whoopee cushion under her elbow.
Like that?
Like the tone is all wrong for this. A classic prank. And it's two people not looking pranky at all. She's just taking a fucking nap.
He's tucking her in like a gentleman.
And like that's like, oh, what a crazy prank. Under your elbow where you make a slight and like what's – ha, 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 ha. You thought you farted!
Your elbow farted, you stinky shit!
Oh, Tammy, your elbow just farted! Let's get everybody get in here and look at her! Look at stinky Tammy and her elbow fart!
Stinky weenus! Isn't that what the skin on your elbow is?
It is, okay. It is. So that's nonsense.
And then this
next one's even better. The perfect gift. And it's this very happy family and kid that have no idea they're being part of a whoopee cushion ad, and they replaced whatever package the kid normally had in his hands when the picture was taken with this whoopee cushion box.
I'm going to call 911. About this shit. Like, this has got to be a crime. Blatant Photoshop?
This is the worst Photoshop. Like, this has totally, it's totally wrong. That is not a whoopee cushion fucking setting.
The perfect gift.
The perfect gift. Oh. And then family fun.
Is that the same mom from the other, mom from the other one?
I don't think so. Okay. Close. And then it's just, it's just another stock photo of two, very normal looking, I guess, like parents lightly tickling their kids, and they just threw a whoopee cushion box in there. And it doesn't fit the vibe at all. So there's that.
That's funny.
Okay, so the first ad. I just love this throwback to like, not like when I was a kid.
Okay.
Amazon customer 1-star, junk. Not like the cushions of old days.
Mm.
Junk. Self-inflating is a joke. Hard to get the intended noise out of them. I gifted them to my 9 and 11-year-old nephew and niece, and even they were disappointed. I just love that this person had a specific fart sound in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get these for their night. Oh, this is going to be good. And then they sit down and it's more like,
too dry.
And then the little kid sits a little hard.
Too wet.
Right. He's just like nitpicking these fucking fart sounds.
I picture him like tonguing the little, like the thing, trying to get the sound just right.
Right.
Tuning it. Right. Tuning the whoopee cushion.
Like he has a box cutter and he's adding little razor slices to where the sound, just to get a little bit.
Dumb. Not like I used. That's how I remember it.
That's not like the whoopee cushions of my childhood. Oh, if you could have heard them.
Perfect toot.
Man.
Or poot.
Perfect poots every single time.
Not Poot-tastic.
These half-ass 2021 poots.
What, these vegan poots?
Not these fucking snowflake poots.
Hipster poots.
Not these weak-ass vegan hipster poots. Back in my day,
some man farts.
We had some manly, beefy farts. We knew how to do it right.
Back in my day.
Okay. So this next one. Okay. So this is just a general, like, this is the random thing, just to show that, like, okay, so maybe some of the reviews aren't all bad. It's just a lot of one stars, like, you know, they split open, would not buy again. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's some validity to some of these.
They do split open. Mm-hmm. Every whoopee cushion I've ever had blows up.
Exactly. You can't expect that much.
Yeah.
So moving on now to another one. This is Forum Novelty 16-inch Mega Fart.
Jeez.
This is a big one. Whoopee cushion. $826 prime shipping. And then this review, I just love how powerful this is. Claire King writes dangerous item from her fucking, from her mega fart whoopee cushion. She writes dangerous item.
Oh,
I blew into the cushion and filled it with air. I sat on it and it exploded and painfully marked my legs. It has a date on the item and it from 2010. And I just love if we pull up her legs here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those marks and stuff like that, like on her legs.
Yo, you look fucked up. What's that? One, like something touched you, slapped you?
Right, right.
Pap, like a little boop,
little boop. But I just love that, like, she's sending this picture. I love that if she's complaining here, she's also probably showing friends. And what a weird thing. Like, I was trying to play a really funny joke on Mark. Right. And look what it got me.
She was home by herself, though. She's going to get herself put in the loony bin. Right. She's just testing it out. She's filling it up and sitting on it. That was her entertainment.
At the home or office. Adult or children.
Right.
So I just love, like, this somebody's random injury from a whoopee cushion.
Okay.
And then I just love the emotion on this one. JSwan 1128, one star, awful. Didn't actually work. It broke immediately upon use. And then my son was devastated. I just picture this kid as emotionally inconsolable. All he wanted was this fucking mega fart. He, you know, it's prime shipping, so it gets there in 2 days. He waited two whole days for this mega fart whoopee cushion.
Daddy's been talking to
him. Oh, son, get ready.
You thought I farted.
You thought, remember the farts we've been doing? Like, where you're like, those are pretty funny. This is next level. You gotta be careful. You could laugh yourself to death.
Talk about a knee slapper.
Talk about put some knee pads on now.
Right.
Because you're gonna be slapping your knee so hard that you could slap your knee clean off.
In 2 days, this kid's walking around with knee pads on. Right. Just waiting for the mega fart to show up.
Oh, he's giddy. Every time someone comes to the door, he's running. Is it my mega fart? What are you cushioning? Nah, it's a neighbor.
It's a toothbrush.
Toothbrush. Oh, come on. Come on. Is it my mega fart? Oh, okay. Just mailman's brought something else.
Right.
Devastated. This next one, totally disappointed. Ordered this for my son. I just love this. He asked for it as a good behavior reward. Both he and I were very disappointed as it came with a big hole in it. We'll be ordering a new one from a different company. I just love that, like, if you're good, like, I'm just picturing, like, the weirdest kid. If you can hold your shit together for 3 days, I'm going to get you a mega fart whoopee cushion. It just doesn't seem like the right reward for a kid who's having behavior trouble.
Maybe the kid was having trouble not farting in perfect place. Like, listen, this thing, all the farts you want.
All the farts.
Quit farting in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Quit farting in the grocery store. Get home.
Right.
Here you go.
Here you go.
Squeeze them all out.
If you cannot fart so fucking constantly and just disgustingly and loudly in front of everyone.
It's your fart bag. You save them in here. These are all your farts.
Okay.
Okay.
So maybe that was going to be the reward.
All right.
And then this is just a stupid thing. Kelly F, one star, ripped open after only a few uses. No pun intended.
Oh, gosh,
I was like, man. Nice, Kelly. Ripped it. And then right beneath it, they didn't notice the pun. Fun while it lasted. This whoopee cushion only survived for a couple of weeks with my 4-year-old son. He enjoyed it until it ripped. And I also love, dude, you hit the fucking jackpot.
Yeah.
You got a, what was it? Was it $8? You got an $8 whoopee cushion and it lasted several weeks. And you're leaving a one star, you should be leaving a wish I could give this 10 stars.
Yeah.
That's the fucking Guinness World Record for longest whoopee cushion usage. And you're like, oh, it only lasted a couple weeks.
I'm lucky.
Of constant farting.
3 assets is about max for a whoopee cushion.
Oh, I had whoopee cushions all the time as a kid, you know, when I was like 8, 9, 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They never lasted more than like 10 farts. They always fucking popped or just disintegrated.
I pictured this coveted whoopee cushion getting handed down through a family through generations.
Right.
This was your great-great-great-great-great-grandpa's fart bag. This is it. It's like, it's all just worn.
Yeah.
Like gene marks on it.
Mm-hmm.
Blood.
And I picture somebody like Tease Mommy here or whoever.
Yeah.
It could last for 4 generations. Oh, I guess it was fun while it lasted.
Right.
And we only got to use it for 4 generations. Thanks, mega fart.
What are my kids' kids going to use?
Right?
Think about them.
Thanks for devastating my fucking future relatives. Guess my descendants won't get to laugh like we did.
Right.
Okay, so this next one, garbage. and I just love, okay, this represents a lot of different comments here. Garbage, one star. This was shipped to us broken with a hole in the rubber. Doesn't work. Amazon will not let us return it. Of course not. What? Who's contacting Amazon? Hey, I need to replace my I need a replacement for my $8 whoopee cushion. Right. Yeah, that doesn't work. There's a hole in it.
Is this 911?
Exactly. 911. Amazon is not taking my replacement request for a whoopee cushion seriously. Right. Will you please arrest Jeff Bezos?
Okay.
I want to see Jeff Bezos in fucking handcuffs, face down on the fucking ground. Handcuffs. I want to see him sitting alone in a cold cell, and I want him to apologize for my fucking whoopee cushion.
I picture them getting he's chained up, and they're putting him in the cell, and they're getting him to sit down, and he sits down and goes like on a whoopee cushion, and the cops are like,
right, and then the cops let him go. Okay, it did work. It did work. No, okay, case closed.
He's so confused. What the fuck? Right.
Okay, so this next one. This is just so weird. Same thing, Jacob, one star. Okay.
I always love that one person found this helpful.
Right. I just love that someone's like, that didn't suck. You know, it was okay.
Okay.
But I'm just going to give ones. Like, just right. You would take the time. You're like, those are kind of fun farts.
Right.
I mean, they weren't like the most fun farts, but they were farts, so it was okay. Okay. I love this one. D. Cleveland. One star, I hate these.
All right.
These have the most chemical odor, and you can't even stand to put your lips on one to inflate. This person's never got a whoopee cushion before.
That's how they taste.
I had purchased these for my grandson, and there's no way I could give these to him because of the chemical smell and taste when you put your lips on them to inflate. And I love how he has to say, when you put your lips on them to inflate, as like, what other reason would you be putting your lips on them?
Suck the air out.
When you put your lips on them to get sexual pleasure.
Get a big old kissy.
To get what? Like what?
Smooch it.
And I'm like, yeah, anyone who's ever blown up a whoopee cushion, it's like, yeah, they have that little powdery whatever chemical. That's just part of the whoopee cushion.
Yeah.
Like what is wrong with you?
Okay. Well, what's flavored, supposed to smell like? I want flavored whoopee cushions.
I want a strawberry vanilla fucking premier scented whoopee cushion.
Just strawberry farts.
With just the right poot. Right?
I want the poot to smell ratio. It needs to be perfect. Not too wet, not too dry, not too stinky. Okay?
They will have all this. I want it when I blow in it, I want like a strawberry vanilla scent. When they sit on it, I want a sulfury rotten egg, but not too rotten.
A hint of blueberry.
A hint of blueberry to kind of just, you know, take the edge off the sulfur.
For the kids.
To come out. For the children. I mean, it's like no one's even trying with these whoopee cushions.
Right.
And then
wait, has anyone ever taken, you can have those stink bombs. Stink bomb in a whoopee cushion.
Those things are terrible.
They are terrible. But you put it in there,
mm-hmm.
and it stays in the whoopee cushion. And then when you fart, it's funny, and then everyone dies. And then it's actually a terrible, terrible fart.
There was a kid I went to school with who got some pack of those, I guess.
Yeah.
And the teachers couldn't figure out who he was. We knew.
Yeah.
This is in Riggins. And he was constantly fucking doing them in like the cafeteria, in the classroom. And he was like, I fucking got him. And I was like, no, motherfucker, you got us.
You got all of us.
You got your friends again. It's like, oh yeah, you got the teacher and all this collateral damage again.
Bro, there's 14 people in the entire school,
right?
And we're seven of them.
Right, right.
Like, you're not getting anybody.
You're pranking us, you piece of shit. We don't want to smell it any more than the teacher does.
I had a friend that would throw them in the hallways like during break.
I hated those things.
And then you throw them and then walk ahead.
Right.
And then just like stand there and watch everyone go, huh! And like couldn't go to their classrooms. They had to like start, and they just clear out. And okay.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I was always just the victim.
I was a victim of it a couple times. They're terrible.
Okay, now this is my favorite one.
All right.
This last one here, this is a different whoopee cushion. This fucking killed me. Generic whoopee cushion, package of 24. Says that big, bold letters. Package of 24.
Uh-huh.
$19.49 is the price. The nice looking whoopee cushion. One-star review from Dana Edwards, who writes, too many. And then product was good. You fucking idiot. Just I didn't want 24 of them.
What the fuck?
What am I supposed to do with all these whoopee? It says pack of 24. And you're like, well, I didn't know how many 24 was.
Right.
I was looking for more like a 12 kind of 24.
Right.
Maybe like a 5 kind of 24. Not a 24 kind of 20. They should have clearly stated this is a real 24 right. pack full of 24 24.
It would be super disturbing if like you showed up to someone's house and you went in and there was like just a bunch of whoopee cushions. Like 100 of them. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
They're just kind of like stacked on the counter, like some on the couch, like they're all over the place.
I didn't mean to order this many.
I didn't know.
What am I? I don't know what to do with them now. Like they've been
living
like
that. Could you return them or give them away? What?
What?
No. Can't do that.
Do you ever think you can throw them in the garbage? Oh, shit. Like they've been living like that for weeks. I haven't been able to sit down in weeks. I don't know what to eat. I have to eat standing up. There's, I just,
he doesn't feel safe anywhere he goes.
Every time I sit, I fart. And I don't know if someone could, you know, neighborhood could overhear it.
Just trying to climb into bed. Just, God damn it.
No, no. That's my worst nightmare.
Putting your slippers on. No.
You look at their order history. 1,000 pack whoopee cushions. I thought it was like, I didn't see the zeros.
Exactly.
That's it.
That was funny.
Thank you.
I haven't thought about or at all about whoopee cushions in many, many years.
I hadn't either until I saw these.
Yeah, so I do appreciate that.
Good trip down memory lane.
Let's take a look at something that's very touching.
Okay.
Very beautiful. Sliver of hope.
Okay.
Sliver of hope.
And you do see stories like this from time to time.
Okay.
But this one caught my attention. This was sent my way by actually my dummy aunt, Susie. So thank you, dummy aunt.
Thanks, Susie.
Hi, Aunt Susie.
Hi, Aunt Susie.
Welcome to the show. Hi.
I love that.
So his son was embarrassed about his birthmark, so he got a tattoo to match.
Oh, that is awesome.
Father in Canada got a tattoo.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So his son was self-conscious about being shirtless at the swimming pool, so he went in, took 30 hours to get a matching tattoo about
because this is a large birthmark on his upper stomach and like chest on his left pec, and the dad perfectly replicated it. That is amazing.
That's really cool.
That's very
I know you've
cool.
seen. That's very here's cool. another picture of it if you're interested in seeing it. But again, we'll have the link down in the episode description if you want to take a peek at this. And then you have this one, another story like the son had to get a cancer removed and cut out, but the dad got a tattoo of the scar on his head to match it to make him feel the same. So that's just a toucher.
Fun lives, you know, like they're always going to know, like, my dad did that for me.
Right.
That's huge.
That's a big huge. Deal. It's a huge deal.
That's amazing.
Well, I found some weird shit online.
Okay.
Should we take a look at it?
I like weird shit online. Okay.
To you from internet.
The internet has all sorts of neat things. Anything you want can be yours. Let's take a peek together as a couple. To you from internet.
Now, I've maybe gotten a little more on this train over the years, but I remember it making absolutely no sense to me about why anybody would buy pre-damaged anything. Whether it's like a hat that's already fucking ripped up.
Right.
Or jeans or a shirt that already has a hole in it.
Yeah.
Like, it never really made sense to me. I guess if you're super into fashion and you really want to do it, I don't care. But then I came across this.
Okay.
And this was next level for something that you can actually go and buy. It's brand new luggage that comes pre-damaged.
That is hilarious.
I'm not sure if you're just trying to blend in with your other friends that travel a whole bunch and you just feel dumb because sometimes you go see grandma like once every 5 years and you're like, my luggage is too perfect. And you want it to be beaten up? You can.
That's pretty funny. I the way it's like modern art in some weird way, but I actually kind of like this.
Okay.
Where
I mean, it's not. I mean, it's fine. It to me, it's funny.
It is funny. I just think about like when I get like a new suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
It is weird when I first use it. I'm like, oh, I don't want to scratch it, so I'm careful about putting it in the back of the truck. You know, whatever. And then when it does get those first scratches, I'm like, oh man, it doesn't have that cool look anymore. And I like how out the gate you're like, who cares?
Look at it.
This
thing sucks.
Beat to shit.
You get it, and the second you get it, you're just like, throw it in the back of the truck.
Who cares? Who gives a shit?
Dumb. Mm-hmm. Broken already.
But the wheels and everything, the important parts, they're going to be new.
Exactly.
But the look, you're just like, eh, whatever.
Right. So,
okay. Anyway,
that's available.
Never would have expected to see that as a thing.
I know. That's what I said. But I'm like, I was like, okay. What's next?
What's
pre-damaged next? iPhone? It just comes already beat up, so you don't have to worry about it so much.
The screen is already shattered.
Shattered and the back's all scratched up. You're like, sick.
This is super relaxing. That'd be funny to get into like a weird wormhole where you just do this for everything in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, like you buy a new car, but like before they take it off the lot, somebody from one of the salespeople just comes out with a sledgehammer and just fucking smashes in one of the doors.
Buy a brand new Mac and then like the key doesn't work.
They just grab it before you leave the store. They take out the box, grab a few keys and fucking throw them in the garbage.
Right. You're like, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Somebody comes and pisses on it.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Okay. All right. Well, now I fucking don't care what happens to it.
Give you a laptop and the battery's already fucked. So you don't have to worry about it getting worse and worse over the years.
No battery life. Just right out the gate.
It's like, oh man, I'm sleeping good tonight.
Sleeping good. I don't worry about any of my products.
This next thing was sent in by a ton of dummies.
Okay.
It's John. What is this? It's John Dillermand.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and it's
yes.
that Danish kids TV show centered on a man with the world's longest penis.
I was talking about this with Kyler because it came up in my news feed.
Okay.
And over the weekend. And Kyler was telling me that in Denmark, this show kills it. Very good ratings. Nobody has a problem. People in other countries tend to have problems. It is so weird.
It's super weird.
It's super weird. I don't like it.
Me either. But I'm just going to play the
intro
here.
Okay.
And you can take a look at it.
John Dillermand.
John.
John PB. He has the world's longest penis. There's nothing he can do with it.
He just shows him bouncing through
swinging
the forest.
Swinging around. He's a little embarrassed. He can save the whole world if he's just allowed. That's the translation.
Lassoing a lion.
I love the translation of John Peepee. John Peepee.
Yeah.
Talking about his wiener.
Anyway.
Yeah, so I read about this guy, this John Dillermand. Uh-huh. His penis gets him in trouble. He has the world's longest penis by far. He wears this special little outfit where his wiener's covered.
Yeah, it looks like Waldo.
Looks like Waldo with the red and white stripes, but you can see it's like a tight fitting. So he has this like really long penis. Like if he's 6 feet tall, his penis is 20 feet long, and it just goes out. And then it gets like caught in things. It gets and he's always like having to apologize for it. Mm-hmm. And I read one of the critiques was, "Let me get this straight. You're doing a children's cartoon about a guy who can't control his dick,
right.
who can't take it, whose dick gets him into trouble."
Mm-hmm.
And don't you think that maybe is sending the wrong message to kids?
You
and
think I was like, this is way,
yeah, it probably is.
Way too true.
Kyler's, my son's though, rational. He's like, yeah, but kids just think penises are funny. And he actually made this argument that like it just like destigmatizes and also desexualizes.
Mm.
And he's like, yeah, but they're never doing anything sexual on the show. So it might just have kids like not be so puritanical about like penises, right. I guess.
Like the,
I mean, whatever. I mean, the, you know, it hasn't been out long. I guess we'll see what the results of this, you know.
Like if the penis is cruising out and then like lifting up a skirt.
Right.
Like that's
very different message.
But in the trailer, he's using his pogo stick and he's taming a lion.
Right.
First story, kid dies, whipping lion with penis.
Right.
Like, yeah. If Dillermand did it.
Right.
So can I. Mushroom stamping a lion?
Yeah, that could be problematic.
Yeah.
Or if it was sending some message of like, there's constantly like neighbor women are just getting pregnant and they're like, Dillermand. And he's like, I can't control it.
I'm sleeping.
Then that gets a little like rapey.
He sleeps and then his dick opens the window and just like goes through the neighborhood.
I can't be responsible for what my dick does. Right, kids?
Right.
Dicks just do what they do.
Did it
right,
wink,
children?
And then bit it, bit, and then cartoon circle.
Produced by Harvey Weinstein. Dicks just do what they do. You get it? I mean, that's obviously extremely problematic.
Yeah, that might be an issue. So yeah, the Danish are going off the rails.
That is fucking weird.
Yeah, super weird.
Here's my thing about that. Okay, even if there's going to be no, like, I'm not a puritanical person, I don't think. But even if there's no problems with this, it's like, do we need that? Out of all the goofy appendages a little cartoon guy could have, does it need to be his dick?
Go go gadget dick.
I mean, and this is from a guy who does a lot of dick jokes and like talks a lot about dicks more than the average person publicly, for sure. And I still think like, does he need to have that? Does that need to be his thing?
Has this dick gone too far? Did it bam? Okay. Well, we're going to move on.
Okay.
And here's some from Dummies more. A lot of dummy stuff today.
I like it.
All right. Junk mail.
It's junk mail.
What's that?
Oh, I was just trying to do the little at the end.
So first piece of junk mail coming in from dummy Nick O, who writes, "What up, Master Dummies?
Hello.
I have a story for you guys that one of my friends told me about when he was younger. So at the time this happened, my friend was about 11 or 12 years old, and her siblings were a few years younger than her.
Okay.
They had a family cat that got left out in the rain, and they all felt really bad for it.
Mm-hmm.
So however, to dry off the cat, they thought it was a fantastic idea to put it in the microwave.
Oh my God.
Whoops.
That's not good at all.
That's a bad move. At this point in the story, with my sick and twisted mind, I was rolling on the floor laughing so hard it felt as if I was doing core workouts. She told me that her mom ended up taking the microwave into the backyard with the cat still in it to bury it.
No!
That's how bad the outcome was. I thought you were going to really like this story, so I wanted to share it with you. Keep getting more smart, more and more smarter and better. Fellow dummy Nico.
No, Nick. God, that is horrific.
It's a
sad one.
Yikes. Let's just dry it off.
Don't put cats. Don't put animals in microwaves. Don't put living things in microwaves.
That poor cat.
What a fucking terrible end.
We're just trying to dry you off.
I didn't mean to.
I'm just trying.
Oh my God.
I can see a dad maybe accidentally microwaving a cat.
That's worse than
Sorry, honey.
That's worse than you can come back, I think. from like if your partner like accidentally switches like the garbage bags that had the packaging with the garbage bags that have the, like the actual toys, mm-hmm. that's like that can still be like, oh, this person just made a decent mistake. If the dad is like, oh, I didn't know, I just was trying to drive the dog or the cat and right. I put it in the microwave, I think you gotta leave them. You gotta start a new life.
Oh man, I thought there was a cup of noodles. First date the one, dog for a cup of noodles.
Yep, one day it's the cat, one next day it's the kid.
Yeah, you need a new microwave.
Oh, I'm sorry that the kids were wet and I put them in the dryer. Yeah. I didn't think we'd kill them. Yeah. I was just trying to dry them off so they can get cold.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were screaming for funsies.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, anyway.
Yeah.
So that was fun. all right. Next one.
Yeah.
Next piece of junk mail coming in. We have an update about our buttholes and people putting stuff in those.
Okay.
This is from an anonymous ER dummy.
Mm-hmm.
We can't say who it is. So, hi, ass hats. I'm an ER doctor in Kentucky and a huge fan of all things bad magic.
Thank you.
If you're looking for dipshits, especially those who don't think about retrieval when it comes to anal play, come to the ER.
Oh, man.
Now when I see this complaint on my patient board, all I can think of is a paraphrase Beyonce, if you like it, then you got to put a string on it, which is funny. My favorite insertion stories so far. Number one, a huge dildo. When my colleague went to remove it, he accidentally turned it on and he couldn't reach it again to turn it off. It had new batteries, lasted a long time. Waiting for the surgeon. So just a huge dildo shaking in his butt.
I can't get past that Beyonce. That's all I'm hearing now. If you like it, then you're going to put a string on. If you like it, I know I'm not doing the melody right, but I can see the little video and stuff. And I just picture, like, I can picture Beyonce doing that song about that and just like, all these crazy sex toys.
Some of the dance moves look like
you got to put a string on.
Some of the dance moves in that video do look like you're pulling something out of a butt.
God, that's good.
So a man shoved a Heineken can up his ass, mm-hmm. narrow end first, of course. I get, thank God. He waited 3 days to come in. My colleague couldn't reach it,
man.
So they put the guy to sleep and used surgical clamps, wiggled up his rectum to try and grab it. He accidentally punctured it, and at that moment discovered that it was still full. So he now had hot beer shit shooting out of this guy's ass all over him.
Oh, no.
Yay. And number three, a light bulb. I'll include a pic of the x-ray. So perfect, it should be could be Photoshop, but I promise you it is not. The guy was careful to tell us he made a special trip to buy the unbreakable LED kind. I thought it was an urban legend till he walked in, well, limped in. PSA, don't do dumb shit. ER doctors remember it all and unload the stories the second that we're drunk. Thanks.
Man.
So here's a picture of a light bulb, x-ray inside of a butt. There it is.
that is so big.
It's perfect.
And it's the big side in first.
Whoa. Yeah, but that means smooth.
Wow.
Smooth, I don't know.
Smooth, but like, wow. That is so big around.
Uh-huh. It's impressive.
And how do you think, like, of course, people just don't get, like, how butts can work. Like, butts don't, I think people forget with butts that they're not pushing things out most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, they are sucking things in. I actually did a fucking stand-up bit about this. but like they're sucking things in, which is why you're not constantly shitting yourself.
Right.
It's because your body is sucking things in so hard to keep. So when you stick something like that in there, it's just if you get the big end all the way in first, of course it's going to suck it in with the little end next.
Oh,
you've done the hard work.
Yeah.
Oh, I just don't understand what people... they just don't think.
They don't think.
A lot of people in life in general don't think about consequences.
What he was thinking about right there was, I'm going to get this light bulb in my butt.
Yep. I'd be feel so good to get this fucking light bulb in my butt. I'm going to come so hard when this light bulb's in my butt.
I've been thinking about this all day.
that's where the thought stops.
Exactly.
There's no like, I wouldn't if I were... Nope, it's just like, oh, I'm going to come so hard.
And one last piece of junk mail that I thought was just so funny. We were talking about smoking salvia on one of the very early episodes, very long time ago. And Dummy Lex writes, love the new show. Follow all of your beautiful podcasts. I tried salvia once. Biggest mistake I've ever made. I took a hit of salvia from a bong at the advice of my then boyfriend. I then thought everyone in my life was a zipper and we were all connected to a giant wall of zippers. I made the next mistake by wondering what would happen if someone was unzipped. And had the biggest freak out ever trying to re-zip all my friends and family back into place, apparently all in my head.
What?
According to my boyfriend, I spent the entire trip rocking back and forth while holding the space heater, asking over and over to be let back in the boat. All this happened in under 8 minutes.
Wow.
But at least I'm not the guy that jumped through the window.
Wow.
You're the best. Thank you for getting through the pandemic, Lex.
Thanks, Lex.
That's just, I mean, those types of
stuff. That is high.
I'm a zipper.
I'm a zipper.
What?
Just rocking back and forth with a space heater. I'm a zipper.
Get me back in the boat.
My God. That made me think of that This Is Your Brain on Drugs commercial when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Man, your brain is sizzling.
don't do it. Yeah. Don't ever do it. It's not good for you. All right. Well, thanks to Zach Cohen for creating some of the custom music beds for the show. Thanks to Logan Keith pumping out that best merch, which you can grab that at iswedumb.com
yes.
and badmagicmerch.com. Zach Flannery, you out there?
Kisses.
Producing and directing. Appreciate it. Follow us online, Instagram and Facebook at iswedumb, and we'll get the picture of this light bulb x-ray up because it does look like mm-hmm. it could be Photoshop, but it
yes.
is not. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Bad Magic Productions. Just search for that on YouTube or on Google. Just use the fucking internet correctly, and then you can find us.
Perfect. And thank you, Adam, at Mike White Ford.
Oh,
for not going off on me.
Okay. Yeah. Welcome to the game. Exactly. Glad to have you here.
Glad to have you here.
Email anything you want to see on the show to dumb@iswedumb.com, and any general questions you want to send our way, info@iswedumb.com. Keep on rating and reviewing the show. iTunes, or not iTunes, Apple Podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Is iTunes officially dead yet? My computer still tries to open it sometimes.
Well, but actually, going back to my truck, so that is the one thing. Like, a lot of these cars have it like pre-programmed when your vehicle syncs with Bluetooth.
It starts right.
And I'm like, I'm always like, what? Why is it playing that?
Right.
And I'm like, oh yeah, iTunes. I haven't intentionally used that in 4 years.
Right. yeah. So rate it there. Rate it wherever you can, because it does help us out a huge amount and gets us onto the playlist on mm-hmm. all the different platforms. So,
yeah.
Ready for a wow, neat dad joke?
I am.
Okay. Let's bring it up.
Hey, you want to hear a joke?
Wow. Neat dad joke.
Don't look up there.
Okay.
Okay. This is from Dummy Pujos.
Okay.
Listen,
mm-hmm.
if you know someone who can fix any broken hinges, my door is always open. Got you a little bit.
That was more. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
I mean, sure.
Okay.
Just don't let the door hit you on the way out. You get it.
I get it.
All right. Peace.